Next, we go to Leinster House, where there's lots happening today. Government is preparing for the fallout from the potential US tariffs. And as it does, it's also backing a vote of confidence in the Crown Corla, Verona Murphy. Social Democrat TD Sinead Gibney said her party wanted the business of the Dáil to resume. And I think we have a clip there of Sinead Gibney. If not, we'll move on. And
I think, like all of the opposition parties, we'll be taking stock at the end of today and what plays out. And I don't think we can rule anything in or out at the moment. The Social Democrats want to get on with business. It's that simple. Obviously, we have defended the democratic principle, which has been under threat because of the government's deal with Lowry. But we know, we can see what the numbers are saying, and we know that the confidence motion will be held. And we want to get on with the business of the Dáil that we're trying to do.
Well, our political correspondent Micheál Lehan is with us now. Micheál, let's start with the vote of confidence in the Crown Corla. What's the mood there now?
Well, I suppose the outcome is going to be fairly clear. This is an extraordinary moment in Dáil history at the same time. There's never been a vote like this, but it is clear enough that Verona Murphy will have the numbers because there is a whipped vote on the government side, and comfortably she should get through that. But I suppose she doesn't clearly have the confidence of five political parties, and there will be a fallout from that. Interestingly, in the last hour or so, the ANCTU leader, Pather Tobin, said that his party would abstain, that himself and his colleague Paul Lawless would not be voting in this key confidence motion, abstaining instead, saying that while there were procedural errors, he didn't think it was possible for the Crown Corla to be able to be heard over what was unfolding last week in the chamber. As well as that confidence motion, there is another very interesting vote, which is the order of business vote. And I think there could be a degree of protest around that, because essentially that vote will set in train and put in place the new speaking slot that's going to be there from tomorrow, and the regional TDs will speak in that slot. And of course, it is that speaking time that is at the root of all this row that has run for more than 2 months.
Micheál Lehan, thank you.